and many gardens open for charity, although we have been publicising gardens as early as February this year that are open as part of the NGS scheme, what used to be termed as the Yellow Book, but now I think it's slightly more technical. And we're joined by the publicity officer for Mid and West.
Mid and East.
We're joined by the publicity officer of Mid and East, who is Jeff Stonebanks, does a lot of good work, and is going to give us an insight of some of the gardens, and most of them will have tea and cake, I think.
I think they probably will, Joe. John, I've not heard of a mattock. I'm going to have to go and look one out now.
Oh, yes.
Oh, they're wonderful. Every good gardener needs one.
Well,
I personally
find it a little bit intimidating, and I'm not sure where he stands in terms of the law, that he has it with him at all times. He's brought it into
really?
The studio, yes.
Right.
A little bit menacing when he arrives holding it in the studio.
Okay. Well, I better watch out then.
Absolutely.
Okay. As you mentioned, all the gardens mentioned today will allow children in free and offer delicious homemade tea and cake. So let's look at the May Gardens opening first in Surrey. First up on the 26th is 57 West Hall Road in Wallingham between 2 and 5 with entry £4. There's a reward for the sure-footed here with many steps up to three different levels. You can discover swathes of tulips and alliums, mature kiwi and grapevines plus mixed borders. And don't miss the amphitheatre of potted plants on the lower steps. Add to this some stunning views of Caterham and White Leaf from the top, and it's well worth a visit. Next up is the Therapy Garden, Manor Fruit Farm, Glaziers Lane in Normandy in Guildford. This garden is a horticulture and education charity that uses gardening to generate positive change for those living with mental health challenges. And 2019 is their third year of opening for the scheme, and it's developing fast. See the new Living Shelter and Refreshed Sensory Garden, together with the ongoing regeneration of their new land. And it's open today from 11 o'clock through until 5 p.m. with entry £5. Move over now to North East Hampshire. On the 12th of May, listeners can visit Brick Kiln Cottage in the Avenue, Heriard, near Alton. It's a 2-acre bluebell woodland garden with treehouse. There's a pebble garden, shepherd's hut and a traditional cottage garden filled with herbs, to name but a few. The garden is maintained using eco-friendly methods and as a haven for wild animals, butterflies, birds and bees. And it opens from midday to 4 p.m. and entry there is £4.50. Next, we've got three dates on the 18th, 19th and 20th of May for Selborne in Caker Lane, East Worldham, also near Alton. This is a much-loved half-acre mature garden with views across farmland, and it'll open between 2 and 5 on each of those three dates. It provides visitors with surprises around every corner, featuring a productive 60-year-old orchard of named varieties, densely planted borders, shrubs and climbers, especially clematis, and entry there is £3.50. There's also an extra date in Hampshire that's not actually in the book, and it's tomorrow for Beechenwood Farm in Odiham from 2 to 5 with entry £4. Let's move over now to Sussex with Stanley Farm in Highfield Lane in Liphook, which will open later today from midday until 5. This 1-acre garden has been created over the last 15 years around an old West Sussex farmhouse. It sits in the midst of its own fields and woods. The formal area includes a kitchen garden, espaliered wall-trained fruit trees and a cutting garden. A motley assortment of animals, including sheep, donkeys, ducks, chickens and geese, look forward to welcoming you too. An entry there is £5. Then in Midhurst, for three consecutive days, the 25th, 26th and 27th of May, listeners can find 54 Elm Lee. This is a third of an acre property with terraced front garden leading to a heavily planted rear garden containing majestic 100-year-old black pines. It's filled with shrubs, perennials and with interest all year round in every corner. There are even hedgehogs in residence and it'll open from 10 to 5 each of the three dates with entry £3.50. Over now in my part of the world in East Sussex, you've gone Sunday the 26th, there's the revamped Bexhill Trail of Three Gardens that open in the seaside town. The trio includes a new spring garden with a walled rear garden, an established plant lover's garden with a wide variety of herbaceous plants from the southern hemisphere, and a delightful garden full of unusual plants. The trio open from 11 to 4 with entry £4. Next up is Holly House on the 11th and 12th of May. It's in Beaconsfield Road, Chelwood Gate near Haywards Heath. This acre of an English garden provides views and cameos of plants and trees around every corner. Among the trees and winding paths, there's a cottage garden, which is a profusion of colour and peace. And it'll open before 2 to 5, and entry is £5. Just before I close, a big thanks to Nigel and Elaine here in Eastbourne for letting me use their home today, as I'm actually staying at Eastbourne over the weekend celebrating my mum's birthday. Their garden at 51 Carlisle Road also opens to the scheme over the weekend of the 18th and 19th of May. from 2 to 5pm with entry £3. And actually, Elaine and her two sisters have a gardening blog, www.thethreegrowbags.com, and Laura, one of the sisters, knows the head gardener well and has arranged for her to be in her garden further field as part of the Slinfield Open Gardens on Sunday the 2nd of June. So there you go. Jean gets everywhere, doesn't she?
Doesn't she just? Try and stop her. You'd need more than a mattock to do that, I tell you.
I probably would. You're right. So there we have it, Joe. There, the garden's opening in, and I recommend, in May. We've got plenty more in June, the busiest garden opening month, and one of them will be my own, so it'll be a hard job picking them all out. As usual, if visitors want to know, listeners want to know more about the scheme, they can call 01483 211 535 during office hours. That's 211 535, or can visit the website, which is www.ngs.org.uk.
Very good.
Look at you next month.
Very, very good. Well, look, enjoy Eastbourne, and good for you for doing something nice for Mum's birthday. Dare we ask, is it a particularly significant one? Or?
Well, no, she's 92.
Wow.
92. And we've spent two nights in the Grand Hotel, so it's been rather nice for her and rather expensive for me. There you go.
Well, that's the way it should be, Sonny boy. And get yourself a mattock, enjoy the rest of the weekend, and many congratulations to your mum. What a nice thing to do.
What a lovely thing.
Okay, I hope you got something out of that somewhere that you might be.